Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability? Yes, personal, you. Are you a liability or are you an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Upper Woods, Michigan. Come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, our guest is none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. For those of you that faithfully tuned in and listen to this worldwide ministry or platform, you know that he always shares with us an inspirational poem first. Then he also always delivers a powerful word from the Lord. So you know that you're going to need your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready. And this is especially for the first-time listeners that have tuned in for the first time on tonight. You definitely need your Bibles, your pens, and paper so that you can follow along. It's the man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, getting ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So before we go into prayer, I'm asking all those that are prayer warriors to know how to get a prayer through. We want to continue to pray for the people of Haiti. We understand on CNN News that they had a 7.2 magnitude earthquake on yesterday in Haiti. So we want to be lifting those people up in Haiti. We want to continue to lift up all those that are suffering from the coronavirus variant, the Delta variant, and even those that are still dealing with the COVID virus. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He was going to be released from the hospital on yesterday, but they decided to keep him because he's now receiving breathing treatments. And he was sitting up on this morning. So we thank God for that praise report. That means he's getting better. So we still want to keep him in prayer because we do know that the enemy is still out doing his job, but he does. He let it be known that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus, thank God, Jesus Christ, the second Adam came and said that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we're going to go into prayer right now. I'm asking all listeners, please touch and agree with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as once again we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. You are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. For this, we are so grateful in Jesus' name. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest on both sides of my family, including all my in-laws, Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and all those that are saved in Jesus' name all around the world, Heavenly Father. You know who we are. You know where we are. So we ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, so that we can continue to move forward and complete our God's assignment in the earth for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I lift up my cousin, Pastor Norman King, myself and the listeners that are touching and agreeing on his behalf. We are continuing to lift him up in prayer, knowing that you are his healer, you are our healer. So we claim in total healing for him right now in the name of Jesus. He will have another powerful testimony once he is released from the hospital and is healed and recovered fully, that he would have another testimony that would give you even more glory in the name of Jesus. Not only for my first cousin, but our uncle Malachi in Greensboro, North Carolina. We continue to lift him up in prayer as well. And all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, you know who they are, where they are, so we don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth for your glory in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we also lift up the people in Haiti that you are moved by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Grant them what they stand in need of. We know that you sit high and you look low, and we know that all power in earth and heaven is in your hands. So grant them what they need, Heavenly Father, to make it through this dark hour as they have experienced a 7.2 earthquake on yesterday. Heavenly Father, we know that you are able, and even through this, let someone come to know who Jesus is, even through this experience of this earthquake. So we now lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, that your will be done. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father, even for your sufficient grace toward each one of us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that it still works and it will never lose its power. So, Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you are moved by your spirit as your man of God, Deacon Robert Cox, get ready to deliver your word through your Holy Spirit. Should there be any listeners on the line, Heavenly Father, that's or on the website that have not received your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, it's our hope and prayer and desire that something will be said through your word that will touch their hearts and prick their hearts, that they will receive your word. And after receiving your word, after hearing your word, they will receive it. They will open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions. They will also open their mouth and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry and platform, even to those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. We thank you for this worldwide ministry and platform, Heavenly Father. We don't take it lightly or for granted. So we thank you for it. We ask that you will continue to be before us as we continue to move forward, as you lead and guide us through this worldwide platform and ministry for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us in the form of a question. Are you grateful that you are in God's hands and no one or nothing can pluck you out? Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought is coming to us in the form of a question. And it comes to us asking, are you grateful that you are in God's hands? And are you grateful that no one or nothing can pluck you out of his hands? I know I am. So right now, I'm not going to do any announcements. I'm going to give Deacon Robert Cox the free reign and the amount of time that he needs to share his inspirational poem and then also deliver God's word. So again, I'm asking that you will have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along. But we're going to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. Enjoy the music break. Cover me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh, oh, cover me, if you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, cover me, Lord. Aren't you grateful that we are covered by the blood of Jesus? And that ties in with the spiritual food for thought on tonight. So right now we are ready to receive none other than Deacon Marvin Cox right now. He's going to share with us another inspirational poem. And he's going to go directly into God's word. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen, Brother Brown. I thank, once again, I thank the Lord. I thank you. I thank the listening audience for tuning in. Truly, I am grateful this evening for having this opportunity once again bestowed upon me. As Job would say, Lord thy God giveth, and the Lord thy God taketh away. So I'm blessed that he's continuing to let me bring forth his word in this unworthy body. But we're going to go right into the lesson. I got so much
the
to
point
bring.
The point first, coin first.
Okay, well, that's part of the program, Brother Brown. Tonight's poem is Never Give Up. You may lose your desire. You may be at the end of your rope. It may be hard to deal with situations and even harder to cope. Hang on in there anyway. Don't give up hope. Fastest runner don't always win the race. The best team doesn't always win first place. There may be some that seem way ahead of you. Just go at your own pace until the race is through. The wise may go hungry. The educated may not know how to lead. Turn it over to the Lord. He will meet your need. He wants you to take your focus off of them and concentrate your energy on him. The fiercest warrior doesn't always win the fight. He can be defeated by you doing things right. Just formulate your plan in advance. He thought little David didn't have a chance. If one of the good Lord you will call, giants all around you will fall. Like the giant of illness, the giant of bad health, the giant of loneliness, the giant of stress. Even though the odds of life may be stacked against you, God is the greatest equalizer in all that you do. To the demons of life, please don't submit. Never give up. And please, never quit. And I'd like to, before I get started, I'd like to say to Brother King to hold on, brother. Hold on. Tonight's lesson is, I'm not going to say it's catered to you because it's catered to everybody, but it should be especially uplifting to you. Now, I'll be reading to you from the book of Joshua, the first chapter and the ninth verse. And it reads, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I've just read it to you from Joshua, the first chapter, the ninth verse, and from the King James Version. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may edify our souls forever. If we were to choose a topic tonight, that topic would be through thick and thin. We're talking about adversity, and we're talking about prosperity. Now, these are two things that all of us have been through. Brother King, right now you might be going through some adverse situations, but be secure in the knowledge that the Lord is with you, that the Lord is with you through thick and through thin. You've come too far and we've come too far for him to abandon us now. Now, I know one of the things in the church that we had is that, and we used to sing it proudly, and I'm more than sure that there was a lot of churches that I visited that were singing this song, and it just was an inspiration to me. We come this far by faith, Yes. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed yet. So we come this far by faith, and we have yet a little further to go. But I want you to know that through thick and thin, God is with us. Through thick and thin, God will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Now, scripture backs me up on that. It lets us know that no matter what you're going through, that God is there. Through your adversity, he's there. But see, one thing about prosperity, if you're not careful, prosperity will make you forget, get amnesia concerning God. You'll think that you have arrived, but in good times and in bad times, God is with us. Because he said over there in Joshua, he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And wherever you go, like God is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. So if I go to the hospital, he's there. If I go to the store, he's there. Even while I'm laying on my deathbed with you. The only thing is that, as I say, we sometimes get amnesia when it comes down to these matters. We forget that God brought us this far. Now, the children of Israel, after they had been delivered from Pharaoh, they went out into the desert, and they wandered around out there for 40 years, and a brave soul by the name of Joshua, they had come close, and they had come to the land that the Lord had promised them. And so the word was encouraging Joshua to be strong and of good courage. And see, sometimes we get that kind of mixed up. When somebody say be strong, we say to ourselves, oh, frail me, 102-pound me, who has lost all my strength, how could I be strong and I'm going through? But see, the thing about that encouragement is telling us to be strong in the faith. To continue to love God, you know, because a lot of times we say be strong. So this is a mental, a spiritual thing, because there are some older people who are feeble in the body, but they're strong in the faith. And of good courage, they say be not afraid. In other words, what it's saying is what Brother Brown was indicating when he said, aren't you glad that God had you in your hand? So the word is telling us tonight that God has your back. And see, with this coronavirus, with these earthquakes, but see, God's word prophesied about all of these diverse things that were going to happen. That's it should not surprise us. It should not surprise us, and we've been preparing. See, the rehearsal is just about over. You know, the preliminary is just about over. It's time we're moving on to the main event. But through thick and thin, through all of these things, through death, through trials, through tribulation, through COVID, through the variant, all of these things, through thick and thin, God is with you.
Yes, Lord.
God has delivered us from so many negative situations, and we know that adversity is misfortune or bad luck. We know that prosperity is a small amount of time where things are good. So he's with you regardless of what the situation may be. And sometimes it may seem that God is so far away. Sometimes it may seem that God has abandoned you. Sometimes it may seem that he no longer cares for you, but take heart. Why? Because, see, if we didn't have adverse times in our life, we would never know what good times, we would never know what prosperity is. So sometimes it's a need-be thing. as I say, each and every last one of us have went through adversity as well as prosperity. And if we could take an example, look at Job. For a long time, he was the richest man in his area. He had everything. He had the money. He had the house. He had beautiful wife. He had nice children. He had the land. He had everything that a man could want. He was living in prosperity. But way after a while, when that prosperity began to flip on him, when his children began to die, his cattle began to die, he began to fail in the body. See, one thing about it that kept Job going was his attitude toward God. And the words that he spoke is the words that is translated tonight. He said, God, through thick and thin, you've been with me. Now, let me quote it right. He says, the Lord thy God giveth. Now, that's prosperity right there. Anytime God gives you something, that's a prosperous time in your life. And the Lord thy God taketh away. That's not a good time when the Lord takes something from you. But sometimes he has to take something from you in order to grab your complete attention about who he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Job went through prosperity, but you know what? He didn't faint. He didn't fall back. He didn't say that God was unfair. He just looked at the situation and he reminisced on how good God was, which is what we should do. The children of Israel, they got out into the desert and they run into adversity after adversity and everything. Pharaoh's army was bearing down on them. And they began to grumble. You mean to tell me we got away from this situation and now we're most certainly going to die? But they didn't give God that opportunity to do what God do. And that is to step in through that thick and through that thin. And then at some time that our most weakest hour, that our 11th hour, God will show through for us. Now, they were, as I said, they were really grumbling. And if you look at Lot's wife, she couldn't help but to look back. Why? Because those were prosperous times for her, standing in that sinful place. And sometimes when your future is uncertain, it's easy to look back and say, wow, I should have stayed. I should have never left. But don't you know that God has prepared, just like he did the Israelites, he has prepared a place for you. But the thing about it, when you go out there to subdue that land, there's going to be some giants out there. There's going to be some things that will make you feel that you made the wrong choice. But through thick and thin, God is there. If he's leading and guiding you and he has you in his hand, he is the greatest security guard the world has ever known. So don't despair. Don't be dismayed because we just recently and it's still, you know, and I'm tired of telling stories to my grandchildren. I felt bad a little while back when my grandchildren asked me, well, Granddaddy, when are we going to be able to take these masks off our face? I said, well, the government says soon. But I left it like that. But then the next thing you know, they said, put the mask back on. And when you misrepresent, when I should have said, well, only God knows. I should have took it and told them to trust in God because whatever comes out of man's mouth, that could change. And see, God is a fair God. He changes not. So if we look at through thick and thin, that means through good times as well as bad times. Through prosperity and adversity. That means that whatever the situation calls for, it's best that we stay prayed up. It's best that we continue to have that same attitude that Job had. the Lord thy God giveth, because whatever it is that you have now is just a temporary thing. That house, that car, that beautiful wife, those kids, all of those earthly possessions, it's just temporal. But the most important thing, the most valuable thing that we can have or that we're searching for is that eternal life. Now, if you got that, you got something. But see, God promised. I say this is a promise from God. He said, wherever you go, I'll be with you. I'm not going to leave you. I won't forsake you. Don't be scared of all of these situations that's popping up. Don't be scared of the bill company. Don't be scared of the grocery man, because I will provide for you. So, as I say, sometimes prosperity will give an individual amnesia. And it seems kind of funny that when prosperity comes, we forget about God, and we remember all of those people that rejected us, all those people that we had problems with, all those people that wouldn't accept us, all those people that talked about us. We forget those few that was in our corner all the way to the end. Why? Because not the people that have been there for us, but I'm talking about the people that don't care, that can't help us. The people that we get amnesia about when we're in trouble. We call those ones upon those ones that we know can do us some good. But those ones that we're trying to impress, those ones that we go that last mile for when they won't even go from here to the sidewalk, those are the ones that we try our best to impress. Now, we forget about that. Well, I'm not in, you know, they closed down the church. They opened them back up, but we're forgetting that during the time that we was quarantined, that the Lord was still expecting for us to support his ministry. Not that man that's preaching that word, but his ministry. We forgot all about the tithe. We forgot all about the offering. But through thick and thin, take a look at it. We made it through. Through thick and thin, somehow we got over. So, my brothers and my sisters, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy to smile when your heart is hurting. It's not easy to endure when you're grief-stricken. But just trust in the Lord. Just know. I say he's the greatest security guard that the world has ever known. Just know that at that self-same hour, at that righteous moment, he's going to do something about your situation. And I don't know about you, but it made me appreciate him even more when I was on the brink, when I didn't know whether I was going or whether I was coming. I said, Lord, I've got a few more things that I need to do. Lord, not now. And he honored my request, because I was sick enough at that particular time to leave away from here. I had enough poison, enough infection in my body to kill 10 men. I had about a whole 2 liters of pus in my body. It had thinned out my blood to the point that my blood got tired of fighting. And we know that your blood is your security system. I sat on the porch for a whole year or two, infection raving in my body, raging throughout my body. I sat on the porch, and everybody on the porch were getting bit by mosquitoes except for me. They said, "Why, the mosquitoes not bothering you?" I said, "No." And I thought it was a good thing, but it should have been a sign that something was wrong. Through thick and thin, I found out when I went to the hospital, that my hemoglobin level was like at 3. And I didn't at that time have enough blood, good blood in my body, to feed a family of 4 mosquitoes. So through thick and thin, God, he blessed me. Through thick and thin, He showed me the way out. Through thick and thin, yeah. He helped me to realize that it's him that I
need. That I need.
See, these adversities, the difficulties, and misfortune that may come at any time. But it's just a reminder, God is not doing this to punish anybody. And every now and then, we need to know who's in charge. It's not that doctor that we put so much faith in. It's not
that's
that
right.
Government that is faithful in sending us our Social Security. It's none of those things, but it's God that is holding this world up. We know that these unfavorable situations that we sometimes run into, we know that God will help us to navigate our way through these adversities. But then, as I say, in times of prosperity, sometimes God is not in our life to be found. We waste our time, we squander our time chasing the lust of our flesh. But I want you to know, those that is really know the true meaning, the true work of God, that through it all,
through it all,
I'm going to keep on repeating this thick and thin, through the good times and the bad times. But see, during the good times, everybody, you know, everybody is happy. But can you be happy when things is not going right with you? I know sometimes things be so bad, I just shake my head and start laughing. And it's funny because I say, God, I just, my Lord, and say, God, somehow I'm going to work my way through it. But if I don't work my way through it, God, if now is the time that you feel that you want to call me home, I thank you, Lord. Because sometimes I believe that death or grieving is painful. And sometimes we go through this stuff so that when we start feeling better, we can once again appreciate it. We can once again start doing the things that God has told us to do.
I know that's right.
We've got to be strong because every now and then his spirit does not dwell with men at all times. So if his spirit does not dwell, then that allows certain individual who not we're not going to give no glory to tonight. It allows him to invade our thoughts. It allows him to go to whispering crazy things in our ears. It allows him to say, you know what, like Job's wife told him, you know, you ought to just cuss God and die. Just take the easy way out. He attacked the Lord when he was in the wilderness. He told him, you know, if you're hungry, and if you notice, that's when that individual attacks. He attacks when you are at your weakest point. You feel that you can't go another step without getting some type of assistance. But if you notice, whenever these things happen, just a minute or two after these things happen, after you have submitted yourself, after they say that, you know, they didn't held up your money, then you borrow something from somebody, they charge you exorbitant interest. So as you do that, they release that which you had coming, and you have obligated yourself to give it to somebody else. Only we can hold out. You know, said, weep and endure for a night, but joy, see, comes in the morning. So we go from that adversity to joy. We go from that thin time in our life. So my brothers and my sisters, now is the right opportunity. It's the right time for us to let God fight our battles, because we are battle-worn and we battle-torn, but we still keep going on. This last year have took the starch out of many callers. I remember they used to have that Argo starch, and they, you know, the men would put that Argo starch in their collars. They call it be stiff as the board, but they'd be sharp though. But now, when you don't have no starch in your collars and they just can't stand up, which is sometimes, you know, we got to stiffen up a little bit sometimes when these things happen. We can't slump. We can't wither. because God is letting us know. He's telling us, don't wither. I got something for you. If you just go out there and claim the land from the scurrying, you know, if you go out there and you know, because see, the thing about it, people ain't going to give things to you. So God is authorizing you right now to go out there and take what is his. But be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Why? Because God is with you. He's with you all the way. He will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. But sometimes we let the frailties of the flesh overtake us, and we feel that we are not in a position to challenge anybody about anything. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us about thick and thin. It's like an opposite thing right there, where I say, and I'll read to you from the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 3 through 9. It said, the Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. I'm on the wrong one. Deuteronomy, I believe that the theme for Deuteronomy is a time for everything. And if it's a time for everything, then every day is not going to be the month of May. You're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some tribulations. You're going to go through some laughter. You're going to go through some mourning. So just know at the end of the day, at the end of your road, if you're on the road of repentance, at the end of the road, whether you're on the road of repentance or not, you will see Jesus. So we know that as I go over Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verse number one, no, it says, verse number one says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under the sun. Okay, verse number two says, a time to be born. Now, that's a joyous occasion right there. That's prosperity right there, to be born, to be brought forth in life, to be born again. That's prosperity. Oh, but look at here. And a time to die. And I say that adversity is never goes away. It's just on the other side of the fence waiting to overtake you. But see, with the strength and the knowledge and the love of God, we can overcome those adversities. See, sometimes I think the songwriter says, sometimes I look back and wonder how I got over.
So oh, yes.
We must continue, you know, say a time to plant. And see, when it's time, you know, in the planting season, that's a prosperous time because the ground has been tilled and we have made preparations to bring forth birth of these plants. Or whatever it is, the seed of knowledge, once you plant that seed, just plant it and go. No, don't stick around for the result because God is going to give increase.
Amen.
A time to kill and a time to heal. Wait a minute. A time to kill. Now, wait a minute. That's right there. If you think about that, that's as adverse as you can get. But if you look at it in the spirit, it's not as bad as we make it out to be, because sometimes it's time for me to kill those evil ways, to kill those corrupt ways that we use against other people, to kill that vulgar conversation that we sometimes have because somebody pushed the wrong button. See, sometimes it's time to kill it, or to use a better word, it's time. Sometimes we got to squash.
Yeah.
Leave it be. Leave it alone. And a time to heal. Now, that's a prosperous time when the healing began and you begin to recover from whatever it is that was plaguing you at that particular time. That's a wonderful time. Why? Because after you've been healed, you say, we make the statement, I feel better than I've felt in a long time. I feel better. Why? Because I'm in the healing process. Okay, a time to break and a time to build up. When you break things, this adverse, because sometimes our heart is broken because one of our children or our relatives have went contrary to the word of God. But it's also a time to heal, a time to build, a time to build up, a time to give encouragement. See, if you're going to tear anybody down, tear them down with the word of God. Dissect them. Just tell them what thus saith the Lord. And that'll tear them down, because sometimes, if you don't believe me, God's word says, I must wound you before I heal you. So tell me that's not breaking down. Tell me that's not tearing down. But then you turn around and you build up. You say, Jesus Christ love you. I love you. And Brother Brown says at the beginning of every program, he goes over litany of things, but he'll be sure to let the people know that he love you. First of all, he said, God and the Lord love you, that he love you. He even throw my name in there. And that's building up the people, because there's a lot of people out there that feel like they're unloved.
That's right.
A lot of people feel like, you know, a lot of people who just want to hear that word. They don't hear it from our relatives, so sometimes it's good to hear something from a stranger. When somebody say, don't know nothing about, say, brother, I love you. And then you can feel the love that they exuding from themselves, and it changes your perspective, because a lot of us have went from place to place, town to town, or wherever it is that we travel, or whatever circle we travel in, and it seems like we are the most unappreciated people in the world. Nobody wants to notice us. Nobody even act like we exist. But here go a stranger that didn't know nothing about me, just smiled and say, hey, brother, I love you. Hey, sister, I love you. Now, do you know how powerful that is? Just those three words can just build up a person.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, as I say, through thick and thin, but through all of this, God is with you. And Joshua, he says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And I don't have sense enough not to believe him. I believe what he says.
I know that's
because
right.
I can apply that to my life. When things got kind of thin with me and I didn't know whether I was going or coming, he showed through in a mighty way.
Yeah.
And when I recovered from whatever it was that I recovered from, I was glad to tell people that medicine didn't heal me. Those opioids that they tried to give me didn't heal me. That surgery didn't heal me. It was the hand of God that was guiding those people. What it was that I need, because he says over there in Genesis that he made everything and it was good. So we could use the herbs of the field for medicinal purposes. And God given people the technology and the knowledge to do this. But if you notice, sometimes these things are not good. You look at any commercial on TV, you will know about the side effects of medicine. Say, wait a minute now, hold on. This could cause irreparable nerve damage. It could cause death. It could do this. It could do that. And so forth and on. But it's either or. But see, when God heal you, you're healed. All right,
yes,
now we're going to go back to number four in Ecclesiastes, a time to weep. Not only when we weep. And see, weeping is much more stronger than crying. See, sometimes we cry because we can't get our way. But when you weep, that's coming, you know, that's coming from your soul right there. And Brother Brown just did, a time to laugh, see? It's time to laugh.
Right.
You know, you enjoy this. You know, when you get enjoyment out of stuff, you laugh. You want to show people that was enjoyable. I like that. But, like, even in adversity, we still have that ability to laugh. To laugh at what and laugh at who? To laugh at Satan. And to call him the liar and expose him as a liar that he is. A time to mourn. A time to mourn. You know, and tomorrow it's just your heart saying that there's something in my life that's missing or something that has been taken away that I really miss, and I'm just going through my grieving process because I'm making that adjustment to not have that particular thing around. And a time to dance. Now, if you notice when you're out there dancing or when you used to dance or however it was, nobody could sit you down because you really would get out there and shake your tail feathers. And you do it in such a joyous way. You know, the saints of old, they danced so hard, they danced out of their clothes because why? They were rejoicing in the name of the Lord. A time to cast away stones. See, sometimes, those stones, I'm saying we could cast away those stony thoughts that we have in our mind. We could cast away those rocks that is holding us down, that is preventing us from doing what it is that we need for God. And the time to gather stones together. Now, see, when you gather stones together, and I'm talking about those stones that I'm talking about now, those hard-headed folks that we have in our family.
You know,
sometimes we get together and we just have so much fun. You know, and the fellowship that we have, it is so beautiful. But see, sometimes, but then those are the same people that you can't tell nothing. Those people, we call them hard-headed. But sometimes they submit themselves because it's a time for everything. It's their time to embrace. And there's nothing more wonderful than a warm embrace to feel somebody's love exchanging from you to them, from them to you. And the time to refrain from embracing. See, so we're talking about these adverse things. We're talking about these prosperous things. And see, Ecclesiastes has given us a good idea of what it is that we need to do. A time to seek. Well, I'm looking for Jesus. I don't know about you. And a time to lose. What profit a man if he gain the whole world but lose his own soul? You see, we're talking about lose. That means we no longer have possession of something, something that was valuable to us. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Now, sometimes we keep things that we should cast away.
You got it, buddy. That's the truth, now. Say that.
And those things, I'm talking about those detrimental things to us, those things that can do us harm. So I just looked up at the time, my brothers and my sisters, and wow, the time just flew by. So I want to be obedient to the time that have been allotted for us to bring forth the God's word tonight. So remember, through thick and thin, and then you could say to yourself, whenever those naysayers begin to criticize you and tell you it's not worth it serving God because you're sick, and you know, as the people on the cross said, you know, save yourself. Where's your God at now? When the Roman soldiers were beating and mauling the Lord, they was, you know, torturing him. But it's more than worthwhile. You can tell that through thick and thin, God has been with me. Through thick and thin, I'm going to continue to serve him. Joshua said, God, I live, and for God, I die. So through thick and thin. So my brothers and my sisters, I'm going to hand this hot potato over to Brother Brown. May God bless you. May ever keep you. And thank you so much for the privilege of your time and just sitting down with me this evening and let me discuss this thick and thin, because God is with you, whether you know it or not. Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox. I think you need to do part two of that, because that's, I believe you have some more to say to that, because I do agree with you. The time has flown by so fast. But that's how it is when you are getting into the Word of God and you really, the Word of God is really being administered to our souls, our minds, spirits, and bodies, the time will go by. So I think that if you don't mind, if you would continue with this part, do a part two of this message, because this is a powerful message, you know, through thick and thin. We got to stand on God's word, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. We got to trust God all the way. And he said, but we got to cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. So that's what we got to remember, that he loves us no matter what it looks like. He loves us. He loves you and he loves me. So we just bless his name on tonight. So we get ready to close out for tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you continue to keep my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, in prayer. Continue to lift up those people over in Haiti that has been affected by the earthquake on yesterday, the 7.2 magnitude of earthquake. All those that are dealing with coronavirus, those that are dealing with the Delta variants of the virus, all those that are sick and afflicted, all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. Continue to lift up all those in prayer that are the homeless, the less fortunate, those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just an unjust reason. For those women and children that are in shelters, we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And the word of God tells us that we ought to pray for the rulers that are over us, that mean our president, our government, and we want to also continue to lift up Jerusalem and Israel. We should pray for them always. So we're going to close out in prayer. Once again, Deacon Marvin Cox, if you don't mind, do get ready to do a part two of this thick and thin the next time that you're on the air with me and worldwide listeners. And I thank every listener that faithfully tunes in and those that have tuned in for the first time on tonight. We want to thank you, and we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We know that without a doubt you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, that you will get the glory through each one of us individually and as a corporate body of believers for your glory in the name of Jesus. Again, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. And we know that it will never lose its power. We thank you for your promise, Heavenly Father, that you said in your word that once we're in your hands, nothing and no one can pluck us out. And for this, we are grateful. So now, Lord, we ask you to continue to move by your spirit over this worldwide platform and ministry, that it will be continue to be used for your glory, that you will be glorified through it all. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. We love you, and we thank you for loving us first. We give you the glory, honor, and praise. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, on tonight, as Deacon Marvin Cox said, as I always try to let the listeners know that I love you, know that God loves you even more than you ever know. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, we must remember at all times that God loves us. Why? Because God is love. And so we just want to bless his name because he's worthy to be praised. So we're going to close out on tonight with our closing song. On tonight, I give you praise. Why? God is worthy to be praised. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to encourage one another in God's word. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So I thank everyone that's continuing to pray for my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, who is in the hospital suffering with the coronavirus, the Delta variant. We want to continue to lift him up in prayer and continue to pray one ye for another, that God would get the glory through it all. I'm going to close out with I give you praise. Until the next time, remember, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Precious Lamb, so much I owe to you, O Lord. sacrifice your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Precious lamb, so much I owe.